12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Algoa Country for the final time this week. Let's check in with our friends at the South African National Blood Service. Joining me now, Mareka Harris, Donor Relations Practitioner at the PE East Branch. Mareka, good afternoon. Welcome to lunch once again.
Hi, Casey. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. We've covered so many interesting topics this past week, but today I want you to bring us back to the foundation of why SANBS exists, but more importantly, to ask the question, why should people donate blood?
Okay, so that is an excellent question, and really the cornerstone of the why we exist, Casey. So I'm so glad you asked that. So SANBS, we are trusted to save lives, and in order for us to do this, we need blood. There's no substitute for human blood. There's not a factory. You cannot buy the stuff online or at a supermarket. No one sells blood. We rely on people's generosity to donate it. And yes, there's many innovative things people are doing in hospitals, things like salvaging technology during surgery. But at the end of the day, there is no substitute for human blood. And so by donating blood, you are really giving a patient money, something money can't buy and science can't create. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so easy to forget the importance of something like blood donation until you have a loved one or family member who needs a blood transfusion. And also, if you look at any country worldwide, well-run blood service really forms the backbone of a healthcare system. And a lot of procedures would simply not be attempted even if there's not a supply or availability of blood. And as much as blood is really one of the purest forms of giving, and I speak as a blood donor myself,
yeah,
I can assure you that actually by giving, you end up gaining so much more. You know, you gain that feeling of altruism, the feeling that you are on this earth for a reason and a good one, I might add. Mm-hmm. And you can actually make a difference through blood donation. And there's something I would love to share today, and I really thought about this whole week. And there's something in psychology that they call the mental health self-care wheel. And this wheel exists of different facets of our lives, being physical, psychological, emotional, spiritual, personal, and professional. And if you think about blood donation, it actually fits and touches on most of these facets of life. And so this is my newest reason why I'm encouraging people to please donate blood, because donating blood actually forms part of your overall well-being. And and it's also, you know, it's a celebration of life, because if you are able to donate blood, it's almost like a confirmation that you are healthy enough in order to do that. So by donating, you're really paying it forward. And yes, of course, by donating blood, you are really giving someone else another shot at life. You are also giving their family and friends another time, or more time rather, to spend with their loved ones. So why would you not be part of this, Casey? And that is my story for today.
And you'll never know when it's my turn, when I will be in need of blood as well.
Definitely, definitely. You know, do to others what you want done to you. So if you need blood, and so just switch the roles, and there's more reasons to do it than not to do it.
We can talk forever on this topic. How can we get more information?
The toll-free number is still there if you want to speak to someone to assist on 0800 119031. Please, I would like to encourage the listeners to go follow the South African National Blood Service on Facebook, but also Algoa FM, and all these podcasts will be there. And please just remain these good ambassadors, all the blood donors, share this information, encourage friends and family and colleagues at work to join you in donating blood.
Mareka Harris, thank you so much, and you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
On air.
Online
and all over your world. This is Algoa FM.